Well, good morning. Welcome back. If you've been watching these, then you're up to speed on this new season of Coffee Time with me. I want to say something though. I'm actually going back to my old moniker, Retrolag. It's crazy, but I feel like you got to take the good with the bad, you know. You got to embrace all aspects of yourself, and that's a huge part of who I am as a creator, as a person. So yeah, so Coffee Time with Retrolag, but we'll still just call it Coffee Time. So in any case, this episode is going to be called Existence. And Existence, I really want to dive into this. I do got to pay attention to the time because I got to be somewhere. Let's get in. So the existence definition, it's a noun. There's three key definitions with each definition one and three having three or four sub-definitions. Definition number one, the state or fact of having being, especially independently of human consciousness and as contrast with non-existence, and as contrasted with the existence of other worlds, the state or fact of having being, especially independently of human consciousness. The manner of being that is common to every mode of being. Being with respect to a limiting condition or under a particular aspect. Definition 2. Actual or present occurrence. Existence of a state of war. 3a. The totality of existent things. A particular being. All the fair existences of heaven. Sentient or living being. Reality as presented in experience. I like that one. And then this one they said is an obsolete definition. Reality as opposed to appearance. So you can give the appearance of existence, but that wasn't the definition of existence. Existence was the based off of reality. But the definition before that, reality as presented in experience. So your reality is defined through your experiences, which is your existence. So why did I choose this one? I mean, usually when I read a definition, it helps clear out some of the cloudiness that I get from what the word is that I'm trying to focus in on. But all this does was just muddy the waters a little bit more. Because what is existence, right? The reason I brought this topic up is because I was in the car and I was thinking, I get to exist right now. I get to exist. And that's a very powerful thing. And I don't think that we really think about that. I think we wake up, we're happy that it's another day. If it's sunny, we might be happier than if it's storm clouds and rain, especially if we had intentions of going out and being out in the open air, in the public, in the elements. Or maybe we gotta go to work out in those elements. We interact with our loved ones, our family, our friends. we choose to exist in a digital space, and sometimes that outweighs existing and, you know, in the physical. It's almost like it's out of body, like an out of body experience is what they call it, right? But when I sat and I really thought about it, even now, I'm sitting really trying to digest this. I get to exist in the now. I don't know if that means, like, I don't know if I was chosen to exist, right? I think that if you understand anything about the male or the human reproductive system, male and female, you know that the male sperm fertilizes the egg. The sperm that fertilized the egg for me to exist, was it chance? Was it supposed to be that way? Was there, like, you know, some being looking microscopically to ensure that that happened? I mean, I don't know that to be true, you know. From what I know and understand, I think that was just the sperm that fertilized that egg that allowed the process to begin for my being to be here, you know, like. But with all my thoughts, understanding, feelings, to be able to exist still on this planet, in this environment, is such a powerful thing. And what I do know is, for me to take advantage of that and not try harder every day to be a better person, to be a different person, to go after the things I want to go after and achieve, would be foolish. Because let's say that this existence is the only thing we get. There is no heaven, there is no hell. Let's just entertain that for a minute, you know. And I'm a God-fearing man. I want to believe that there is something else. But let's say this is all there is. We'll do two things. This is all there is, and two, this is a precursor to the next. This is an evaluation. It's like your prerequisite requirements before you get to the next thing. If this is all there is, in our definition of our existence individually, I want to take every opportunity I get and maximize it, 10x it to the fullest of my abilities. David Goggins said at the end of his book, he said, you know, let's say you die and you meet before God, and God has a dry erase board, or has a board, and on that board is every single thing you've ever done, or just has your life. And he says, hey, hello David, how you doing? And he says, okay, so you see all this? This is what you were supposed to do. This is who you were supposed to be. And if you didn't maximize your potential while existing on this earth to get there, to that point, or surpass it, or that board be like, you were only supposed to be here. You did all these things. Like, there's no way to consciously express the feeling of that, right? Like, but if you think of it in real terms, I want to maximize everything I possibly can in my existence currently. And you know, as I'm saying this, I'm looking away and think, because there's that thought that I have as I say this, that you ain't doing that right now. That's a fact. It's an absolute fact. I'm not maximizing my potential right now. I think that was part of the reason why I took 30 days away from social media, because I wasn't maximizing potential. All I was doing was maximizing trying to piss people off. And I apologize that I laughed, but that was it, you know? And those people really didn't do nothing to me other than express their opinion, you know? And that's a whole nother topic, but is that what my existence is? Is to just maximize effort in pissing people off? Well, how does that really benefit me? What does that really do for me? If it's next to nothing, then why waste time on it? Why waste energy on it? If I'm choosing to wake up every morning to give these messages, these episodes, why? Why do that? What do I care if somebody watches this? What do I care if it impacts somebody? There's a part of me that understands, not a part of me, I understand that I have an ability to put together my words in a way that can help in whatever way. Sometimes it helps this person this way. Sometimes it helps this person this way. Sometimes it is just stuff that people need to hear. It's not that they need to absorb any of it and apply it. They just need to hear it. So for me, that's why I do it. That to me is more beneficial and is maximizing effort instead of jumping on a burner account, finding somebody to target, and start shooting, popping shots at them. But you know, it isn't just that. It's also, you know, things in my everyday life. You know, how am I improving my communication with my family? How am I strengthening my relationship? How am I building relationships with people that I just want to be friendly with? I just want to have friendships with. So they can say, yo, homie Retro, man, he cool. He's a cool dude, man. Like, you know, he'll speak his mind, but you know, he's never been a shady cat. You know, he's also there, somebody that you can confide in. You know, that's just as important. So, actual or present occurrence, existence of a state of war, sentient or living being. And then they put next to a colon, life. So life is existence. Now let's, okay, so we talked about if only in the now, you know, if this is all the existence we got to maximize that potential, right? We got to go after every moment of it. It's kind of like those stories of like, if the person that found out they had cancer and they were going to die in X number of days. So they went and did everything they could on their quote bucket list, right? So you throw it in the bucket and then, you know, that's the stuff you do later. That's how you got to live your life every day. You know, I think when we look at quote influencers, well, why are they able to go and they say, you got to live your life. Well, okay. Are you saying that now because you're in a position of wealth that allows you to spend the money to do the things you want to do? Or was that always the mentality? Was that always the mentality? I'm going to just do everything I can before I'm out of here. You know, what was it? Now let's flip it a little bit. What if this is a prerequisite to, you know, getting to the next place? Like, I had a couple ideas that I entertained. One was, what if there's no heaven or hell? Heaven or, like, after? It's simply how you live in your life currently. So if you're going through it, you know, your bills aren't being paid, you're addicted to substances or alcohol, or you have addictions, whatever it is, it could be gambling, could be sex, could be money laundering, you know, whatever. You have tumultuous relationships with your family, you're abusive, maybe you're being abused, whatever it is, right? Maybe that's hell. That's your hell on earth. Currently, you're going through hell. You're in hell. But if you're the happiest moments of your life, maybe it's because of money. Maybe it's because of no money. Maybe it's the relationship you're in. Maybe it's the relationship you're not in. Maybe it's traveling. Maybe it's staying at home. Maybe it's just waking up and feeling like you're contributing in any way. That's your heaven on earth. And, you know, when we think of things of, like, these are ideas I've entertained, okay? This isn't anything I've read. This is just stuff I think about. When we think of, like, the Garden of Eden, our earth is our Garden of Eden. And when we don't treat it right, when we don't take care of it, when we don't contribute to it, we're not in our garden. We're not contributing to our garden. We're destroying our garden, you know. So I think, but then I also started to think that, you know, like, people that entertain the flat earth, there's a firmament, or like in a petri dish, or like a snow globe kind of theory, when they entertain that, like, what if that is our existence? What if our existence is we're in like a terrarium and we're being overwatched by something, somebody, some beings powerful, you know, more knowledgeable, insightful than us, and watching us? Can we evolve? Can we? And it isn't meant to hold us in, rather it is it's like the tutorial. When you play a game, you're doing the tutorial before you start the main game. You know, maybe it's kind of like that. Maybe it's like, well, these are the prerequisites before you get on your real journey. Maybe this is part of the journey, you know, like, how are we to know that, you know? But what I would say is, whatever you believe, you have to make the most of your existence in the way, I would say, it's supposed to be. I wouldn't say in the way you think it should be, because you may think that by indulging in every desire you have is the way to do it, and that might be completely wrong. I don't want to say it, and I'm a God-fearing person, but I'm expressing this so multiple people can see it from different angles. I'm not gonna sit and tell you better open that Bible and read that Bible every day, because that's where you get to the next plane. What I know is, what I think is, that's what you should do. That's probably what you're supposed to do. Because the Bible, basic instructions before leaving Earth, you know, what is that old saying? It's a riddle trapped in, it's an enigma trapped in a riddle, or something like that. Like that's how you, and then you pray, and I think those things help you elevate your level of consciousness and create a relationship with something higher than yourself, so that when your existence gets turned off, like, that's it, it's time to go, you're going where you're supposed to go, instead of maybe you have to stay here in a different life and do it again, and you keep doing that until you evolve to your next level of existence. So when people say existence, reality is presented experience, sentient or living being, that definition to me is only based off of our current existence. And there is no one that can speak to that people would probably believe in mass of existence outside of this. So that's why we have to have that definition. But what do I think? I think that by living your life, existing in this moment right now, and doing the best you can, reading your Bible, praying, having a relationship with God, those things, in my life, I hope get me closer to the next level of existence. I hope that enables me to go beyond what this physical allows us to do. Do you ever feel like, I'll end on this, do you ever feel like you're in your body, but you're capable of so much more, but then you snap back to reality? I feel like I could fly, but man, if I did that, I'm gonna smack right into the ground. That's what I feel like. I feel like we are ready for another level of existence, or we know we can get to another level of existence that will enable us to do so much more, or we would be able to do so much more. We just will be. But because of this physical, we aren't able to get there yet, because we don't deserve to get there yet, because we haven't done what we haven't maximized what we're supposed to do in this existence. I know that one was deep, y'all. I hope y'all have a great day. I'm gonna cut it. I gotta go, but think about that. Let me know what y'all think. All right, till the next one. Love you. Peace.